Hey, Boo! Welcome to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with me, your host, Brandon Foster. Are you a badass peep with big dreams? Ready to turn your unrealistic goals into reality? Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. The unrealistic can suddenly become realistic for you if you believe it. Are you ready to take your dreams and results to the next level? Then stay tuned as we help crack open the door to new ways of impactful thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like you. Confident AF Live starts right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of Confident AF Live. My name is Brandon. I'm super excited to have you all here today. I am here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you to live your most joy-filled and abundant life in your personal life and in your business. And if you're a badass, welcome, because we only surround ourselves with badasses on this channel. So last week, we had a really good, amazing talk about how letting go creates miracles. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, you want to make sure you listen to that one. That one was really, really good. Even Colton, my producer, was like, hey, that wasn't too bad. I was joking with him earlier today because Colton is one of the other producers that I work with. He hasn't listened to all of my episodes. And I asked him if he's listened. He said, no, not really. And I said, well, you're stuck with me today. So those of you who are listening, thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I could not be more joyful and grateful that you are here. And if this is your second, third, fourth, fifth, or 11th time listening, welcome back. I'm super excited for today's episode. Today's episode is all going to be about choosing love over fear, which is truly something that I continue to work on. I continue to challenge my husband to do. I continue to challenge my clients to do. I continue to challenge anybody who will listen to me to do, because it really has made incredible changes and the success of my businesses, incredible changes in my own personal life, and incredible changes in just how I view other people and how I view the world and how I view how much I'm adored and loved by my creator, which I think there's nothing better or more beautiful ever than that. If you haven't already, please make sure that you are following me on Instagram at Brandon R. Foster, and make sure you join our Facebook group community at Confident AF Mindset Practices. Okay, so let's talk about choosing love over fear. Where did I first hear about this concept? I'm pretty sure I heard about this concept from one of Gabby Bernstein's books, and I honestly don't remember what book it was because I've read many of Gabby's books. We love you, Gabby. We appreciate your work. It also could be because I have been studying A Course in Miracles, which if you guys are not familiar with that, it's considered a metaphysical text. And I don't even know really what that means. I think that just means like a divine download, no different than a preacher giving a speech or a sermon that is divinely inspired. But basically, A Course in Miracles, it's more skewed toward Christianity and faith-based. But it talks about how a miracle occurs when fear is replaced with love. And it's a very interesting concept to me. And the reason why it's such an interesting concept to me is because so many of our life's decisions and choices are based in fear. Like, our society is definitely a fear-based driven society. We are definitely running off of our amygdalas instead of our hearts. And a big piece of that is just because back in the day when we were like cavemen and cavewomen and cave whoever's, you know, it was definitely survival mode all the time. Like, now I'm thinking about Jurassic World and I'm thinking about the Indominus Rex. And how scary that would be if you were just like with your family or your friends and like that came after you. And obviously a Indominus Rex is not a real dinosaur, but even if it was a T-Rex, right? And so when I really started to hear this idea and this process, I really started to apply it in my life and my business. And I'm really continue looking at how I can apply it more and just asking God to just continually replace all of my fears with love. And it's worked out pretty good so far. So that's why I want to talk about it. So the first thing I want to say about this is that there is a law of the universe called the law of polarity. And what the law of polarity states is that everything has an equal opposite. So there's an up, there's a down, there's a left, there's a right, there's a hot, there's a cold, there is fear, and there is love. And fear is always focused on a negative what-if scenario is what fear is. Fear is always focused on a negative what-if scenario, and its evil twin is worry, which, by the way, worry, while we're on the subject, worry, my favorite quote about worry, is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't go any place and nothing is accomplished. Minus having a good nap if you're in a rocking chair. But you guys get the idea. Like, I think there's even a Bible verse that says, can you add onto your life by worrying? No, you cannot. Can you create more money by worrying? No, you cannot. And worry is definitely linked to fear, because worry is focused on a fearful projection into your future. So that's how they're linked. Love is focused on wholeness. It's completeness. It's abundance. It's overflow. It's more than enough. It's satisfaction. It's knowing. It's just think about the love that you feel for people who have never judged you, like true people who have always loved you no matter where you have been in your life. This is also what, by the way, where a lot of people, when they lose a pet, it can be really traumatic for them. And the reason why losing a pet can be more traumatic than actually losing a human, whether it's a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, or whoever, is because pets love us unconditionally. They don't care about your finances. They don't care about your skin color. They don't care about your sexuality. They don't care about your ethnicity. They don't care about whether you did or didn't go to college. They don't care about what your job title is. They don't care about any of that. And I believe with my whole heart that when we talk about God and universe's love being unconditional, I feel like in a lot of respects, the best example of that is like with your pet who doesn't care about anything and just loves you because you exist. And so love is always focused on the positive what if scenario, the positive outcome. And for any business owner, anybody who has a business, there are so many times in your business where you want to do something and your heart is leading you to do it, but you don't do it because you're afraid. And if you're afraid, it's because you're afraid that it's not going to work out, or you're going to be disappointed in the results, or you're going to spend the money and you're not going to have, and if it doesn't work out, then you're not going to have that money to spend, right? Whereas love is like, no, like do the thing. And if it doesn't work out, like more money will be provided. If it doesn't work out, you know, in that relationship, you'll have a better relationship with somebody else. Like love is always saying you're safe, you're loved, you're adored. It's okay to try. It's okay to do your best. It's okay. And the truth is, and I talk about this in my Born to Slay Mastermind, there's a whole video that I do on what's called cognitive reframing. And cognitive reframing is when you, the normal thought pops up like, what if it doesn't work? And then you immediately learn to reframe and you say, well, we can at least try. And then if it's like, well, it didn't work the first time, why should we do it again? Well, maybe we can tweak it and maybe it'll work the second time. Or we don't have the resources. And then you, instead of saying, well, we don't have them and just quitting, you say, well, where can I find the resources? So that is definitely, cognitive reframing is really based in switching from that fearful lack mentality to that positive mentality And not, we're not talking false positivity. We're talking true positivity, which is built in love. And now that I've said the word false positivity versus true positivity, I'll just give you a quick definition of that, which has been very easy for me to understand, which is that false positivity ignores your current reality and current circumstance and says it's not real or it's not true to basically coerce yourself into feeling good. So it's like, no, I don't really have cancer, when you've been diagnosed with cancer and you can see the scans. False positivity is when you say, no, my finances are fine, and you're like basically bankrupt. That's false positivity. True positivity is when you accept your current reality, your current situation, but choose to believe in healing and love and faith that good things are going to come from it. And you're excited and eager to see that unfold. And you're not going to allow that circumstance to dictate your happiness in your life. So I had a friend who was diagnosed with cancer, and unfortunately she passed away, but she changed my definition of beating cancer from one of you only beat cancer if you survive to no, you beat cancer regardless. Beating cancer is not dictated by whether you live or whether you die from cancer. Beating cancer is dictated by how your soul and how you show up in the world is spite the cancer. And she became more loving, more grateful, more joyful despite the cancer. So in all aspects of truth, she did defeat cancer. So true positivity means I'm not going to ignore my current reality or circumstances, but I don't have to stay here. I don't have to stay here. I have control over my thoughts. I have control over my actions, and I have control over my happiness. And I'm going to harvest all of the good and create enormous good from this situation. And so with love, that's what love does. Love takes any situation and harvests it for good. And it creates massive change in your life and your business by using love as the most powerful tool. Now, if any of you have ever listened to Abraham Hicks, she often teaches about the law of attraction. Some people consider her to be more New Age thinking. However, one thing that I do love that she said about Jesus was that Jesus healed people through love. And I really do believe that. I believe that's biblically sound. I believe, you know, God is love. And if you think about what Jesus did with his miracles, it was seeing, I mean, it was love that actually healed people. And so whenever I think about business owners and I think about finances and I think about clients and I think about opportunities and relationships, I just continually think about now all the time, how can love transform the situation? How can love move through? How can love heal? How can love change what we do for the world? And it seems, as I'm saying it out loud, it seems so kumbaya, doesn't it? It seems so, let's just all love each other. But when you really get the grasp and the root of what this actually means, it's really, really deep. It's very, very profound. And it's very, very, very sincere. We're talking about like true, not true love as in like what Hollywood projects, but like true unconditional love where you just want the best for people. And I remember when I was thinking about some family members that I thought I had forgiven. And it was another Gabby book I was listening to. And it was like, you know, you've forgiven people when you, all the things you hope and pray for yourself, you're hoping and praying for them. And I was like, yeah, haven't totally forgiven those family members. And what allows us to forgive, what allows us to move through those things is love, is really what it is. And so what I want to talk about five specific aspects where you can really choose to have love over fear. And I just want to provide some analogies and some examples of this so that you all can really grasp and understand about how powerful this actually is when you start to implement it into your daily life, into your daily business practice, in your relationships, in your finances. And it's really, really fascinating how this really can take root and do really amazing things. So the first one and the most basic one is thoughts, right? Every thought that you think is either going to be a fear-based thought that argues against yourself, that is a judgmental thought, which, by the way, judgment is a separation of love, or it's going to be a love-based thought, right? So whenever you say, I love my voice, it's a love-based thought. I'm happy with how I look. That's a love-based thought. I love seeing people do amazing things. Love-based thought. Fearful thought would be, I don't want that person to be successful because you're afraid that they're taking your success. So that's a lack thought. Or you could say, I don't like the fact that that person charges that much money for their services. That's a fearful thought because you're dealing with your own lack and you don't think you can afford it, which is why you want them to lower the price. When the truth is, if you had a loving thought, you would say, oh, that was created for me. That service, that car, the house, whatever is created for me, which means that that money is available. The resources are available and I'm going to find them. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to be able to have what I want. It's different, very, very different. So one is thoughts. And you can do this with any of your thoughts that you think throughout the day. You can ask, is this a fear-based thought or is this a love-based thought? Now, what's really interesting is that, and I think Abraham Hicks said this too, but if you focus for 17 seconds on one thought, it will create space and energy that will lead you to another thought. So this is what creates people to either spiral up and to really amazing, joyful feelings or spiral down. So if you think about it, you can focus on a positive thought for 17 seconds and that gives you more positive thoughts, more loving thoughts, more loving thoughts, or you can do the opposite and spiral down. Number two is actions. So whenever we act, we're always either acting from a place of love or we're acting from a place of fear. And those are two totally different energies. And what you create from, you get more of. So if you start to ask yourself, am I acting from a place of love or am I acting from a place of fear? So an example would be, let's just take the example of a mom or a dad who is cooking for the family. Fear-based thought would be, I don't have enough time to do this. I'm dropping the balls at things at work. I'm gonna lose some clients, but I have to do this because it's my responsibility. And it creates basically bitterness, anger, and resentment while they're actually cooking the dinner. Versus love-based action, which says, I know I have work to do, but I love my family. And because I love my family and I'm blessed with my family, God's going to take care of everything work-related while I cook an amazing meal. And I'm so grateful for the time for my family. And I'm so grateful that God is doing amazing things in my business while I focus on my family. Do you guys see the difference in those in the thought process and the reason behind the actions? This is why you should never give out of a place of I owe. Because when you give out of a place of I owe someone or I owe something, it's giving from a place of fear. I think a lot of faith-based people give not because they want to give, but from fear of punishment of God, which is not the reason to give at all. Like, that's messed up energy. You should be giving because you feel overflow, because you feel grateful, and because you love giving back because of what God has done for you. So, and there's also the energy of giving because I want something in return, which is also a bad reason to give. Because you're basically trying to guilt and shame people into giving you something back, right? Because like, that's messed up energy too. And that is totally based in fear and not in love. Because basically what you're doing is you're using your actions to manipulate and control people because you're afraid that people won't behave the way that you want them to do instead of giving people their free will to do whatever they want to do. So your actions really are big in determining whether you're doing it from a fear-based mechanism or love-based. By the way, You want to know why there is so many, or so much hatred, I should say, in politics. There's so much hatred in politics because so many of the decisions are based from a place of fear and not from a place of love. So many of the thought processes are based on fear and not from a position of love. And so much judgment, which is a separation of love, right? And so interesting how I feel like if we as human beings could really start to look at each other as individuals and get to know, we would be able to see all the things to love about people. Because if you can see the places of to love of someone else, it allows you to have conversations that open up new ideas and perspectives to reach common ground that you can't reach from a place of judgment and fear. Really, really interesting. Number three is acting out of fear or love from spending your money. And there's a great book called Happy Money by Ken Honda. He is basically a Japanese money expert on the emotional intelligence of money, which, by the way, is why I feel like there's a lot of money gurus out there who are really destructive in society because so much of the focus is on practical pieces of like sacrifice and constriction that they miss the emotional intelligent component, which really is the root cause. Because if you change how someone thinks, you change what they do. And a lot of what we do is based on how we feel. And emotional intelligence is understanding your thought process and the emotions that it evokes. So if you really want to help society with money issues, then what you really need to help society with is emotional intelligence around money, which will then transform and change the actions that they take, which is really, really important. So in this book, Happy Money talks about how when you spend money, money can either cry or money can be happy. And what it is spending money from fear. Like, I'm paying my bill because I'm afraid if I don't, I'm going to get sued. Or if I don't pay my credit card, then they're going to put a lien on me or they're going to serve me papers, versus a place of love, which is I'm grateful that the company trusts me to afford and pay for their service. I am excited to use this service to bless my family. I'm excited to pay this company to bless their family. It's different energy when you're spending money from a place of love versus spending money from a place of fear. Number four is relationships, which we already kind of talked about it, but judgment is a separation of love and relationships. Fear is what creates a lot of relationships to disintegrate, because if you think about it, there's three main reasons why relationships disintegrate: trust, control, and recognition. And we often don't trust people in our relationships because we're afraid they're going to hurt us. We often try to control people in our relationships because we're afraid that if we don't control them, they're going to hurt us. And then recognition, we often don't want to recognize other people's needs in relationships and are so focused on our own needs because we're afraid if we're focused on them, they're not going to listen to us. And all of that is based in fear. But when you love, truly love, you're willing to open up your heart to trust someone. When you truly love, you're willing to let them have their free will, and you're willing to hear where they are. And that's what creates amazing relationships, is when two people can really create and make decisions and actions based from a place of love versus a place of fear. And number five is your business and making decisions out of love to let people go is versus making a decision to let someone go from a place of fear. And, you know, this is something that I think is one of the hardest lessons for business owners to learn, is how do you let go of someone in love? And you do it because you realize that it's not a good fit for them. The role is not a good fit for them. The job is not a good fit for them. And what you're actually doing is you're saying, God, I know that there's something way better for them, a better fit for them, who you created them to be, better for their personality, better for their tools or skill sets, all those kinds of things. And by the way, I believe that you can teach skills, but you can't teach willingness. So if someone's not willing to do their part, willing to do the actions, willing to work on their mindset, then you might have to think if it's time to let them go. But other ways in your business is, are you afraid to spend money? Are you afraid to buy new equipment to up level? Or are you loving spending new money because you're going to impact more lives with what you're spending in your business? Are you loving the new technology to help the purpose of what you're doing? So everything you do is always going to be from a place of either love or a place of fear. And I strongly believe that the difference between acting love or fear is one word, and that's intention. And that just hit me as I'm going through this whole spiel because I did not write that down on my piece of paper. But I guess what I'm really telling all of you all today is I want you to be really intentional. I want you to be very intentional with your thoughts, your actions, how you spend your money, your relationships, and your business. I want you to be really intentional on, am I acting and thinking from a place of fear, or am I acting and thinking from a place of love? Think about that today. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, like I said earlier, follow me at Brandon R. Foster on Instagram, and make sure you join the incredible like-minded community of other badass business owners in our Facebook group, Confident AF Mindset Practices. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. So much love, so much gratitude. Thank you for watching. And I will see you on YouTube, and I will talk to you where all the podcasts are next week.
You have been listening to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with host Brandon Foster on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen or watch live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where I help badasses like you with big dreams learn to take their impact and results next level, turning those unrealistic goals into reality. Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. For more information, get in touch with me, Brandon, at BrandonRFoster.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.